Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has vetoed a bill that would have made it harder for companies to use eminent domain to build carbon capture pipelines and other energy infrastructure. Landowners facing the use of eminent domain for the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline have pushed for years to get a bill passed that would prevent the company from taking part of their land. In her veto message on Wednesday, Reynolds said the legislation goes too far and would put Iowa at a disadvantage compared to other states. House Speaker Pat Grassley says it's a major setback for Iowa, and he wants to hold a special session to override the governor's veto. Meanwhile, Governor Reynolds has signed legislation that bans using Iowa Medicaid funding for gender-affirming health care. The budget bill signed Wednesday prohibits spending Medicaid money on gender dysphoria treatments such as gender-affirming surgeries and hormone therapy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is in Washington, D.C. today. He's scheduled to make the case for Illinois' immigration laws before Congress. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Pritzker's being called to testify before the Maine House Investigative Committee, alongside Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and New York Governor Kathy Hochul. He will have to defend Illinois' so-called sanctuary law, which limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities. The U.S. Department of Justice is currently suing the state over that law. U.S. Representative from Kentucky James Comer, who heads the committee, accused the three Democratic governors of obstructing federal immigration enforcement. Pritzker on many occasions has maintained that Illinois is complying with federal law. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Family members of Jakarta Jackson, who was killed by a Rock Island police officer in January, are suing the city and its police chief. The federal lawsuit filed Tuesday is seeking damages for police misconduct, wrongful death, and violating Jackson's constitutional rights, among other claims. Officer Brett Taylor fatally shot the 21-year-old father during a traffic stop after he attempted to flee. A spokesperson for the city of Rock Island declined to comment due to the pending litigation. The city of Dubuque is reporting higher than recommended levels of pollutants called PFAS in residents' drinking water. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the city is updating its water supply infrastructure in response.
In its most recent water quality report, the city said its drinking water contained just slightly over the Environmental Protection Agency's limits for PFAS. Sometimes called forever chemicals, PFAS have been used in a variety of products since the 1940s and can bring adverse health effects. Nick Conley is the operations supervisor for the city's water department. He says the numbers are subject to change throughout the year.
Our minimum was 2.4 and our maximum was 4.2. So it will fluctuate a little bit through the year, and we are right at the kind of the cusp of the proposed action level.
Conley says the city plans to spend a total of nearly $15 million over the next 5 years on a new deep aquifer well and filter rehabilitation. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Planned Parenthood of Illinois says it's seen historically high patient numbers since Roe v. Wade was overturned 3 years ago. The nonprofit healthcare provider says they've seen 47% more abortion patients overall since then, with a quarter of those patients coming from other states, such as Iowa. Interim President Tanya Tucker says Planned Parenthood of Illinois prepared for the influx, but they're now anxiously waiting to see what Congress does with Medicaid.
If we and our patients were to lose Medicaid coverage, Planned Parenthood of Illinois would have to look at our operations and potentially make difficult decisions around our footprint across the state.
Tucker says about 40% of their patients use Medicaid to cover costs. Without Medicaid, Planned Parenthood of Illinois would need an estimated $16 million annually to continue providing services at the same level. Another case of measles has been confirmed in eastern Iowa. Iowa Health and Human Services reported Wednesday that an unvaccinated child contracted the disease during international travel. The agency also confirmed a measles case in eastern Iowa on Tuesday involving an adult male. Three cases of measles have so far been confirmed in the state this year. In Illinois, state health officials have confirmed six measles cases this year. This is WVIK News.